Welcome to Learn Together, Grow Together. My name is Akita.
And my name's Letitia.
And this is a podcast where we share real life lessons on marriage,
blended families,
business, and everything in between. So before we get started, we have a quick message from our sponsor.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast.
What's up guys? Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes.
What do we have on the topic?
What are we talking about? Well, let me just say, I got a little cold. So if I start, my voice start getting deep, it's still me. It's still me talking. But we're going to be talking about, we're going to be continuing, not so much, I guess, the faith walk talk, but really the transition. Like now that we're out here in this this lifeboat, I want to say, this life raft.
Looking for some type of help.
No, I think, you know, what I really think, and for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time, I have recently left my job of 11 years that was 9 to 5 to pursue full-time entrepreneurship. And we believe that that is what we know that that is the direction that God has called us into moving into.
Yeah, definitely.
But with any transition, it's an adjustment. There's adjustments that have to be made.
Yep. Any major change like that, there's going to be adjustment. There's going to be a process to get used to it and adapt. You know, that's what you do to survive. You adapt. But we started this conversation in our previous podcast called Faith Walk,
right,
where we announced that my wife was leaving her job, or she left her job, and like you said, pursuing full-time entrepreneurship and working solely on her business. So we have been adjusting to only getting, you know, one consistent stream of income.
Right. And one of the things that we want this podcast to do, when we first started it, we were saying that from the outside, a lot of times it looks like everything is like roses, everything works well. But the reality is there is a work that has to be put in, and there's things that we have to do that we do in regular life to accomplish the things that maybe people
your
see
goals,
on
yeah.
the outside.
I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, let's be honest. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of sacrifice. And not for nothing, but we are already pursuing other goals and other, you know, type of entrepreneurial goals that we have set. So we've already been kind of in that mode, but now it's like we're really taking that next step of, you know, you leaving your job and now pursuing this thing. So this thing is like, it has to work, you know what I
right.
mean, for you. So,
we're sharing because we want to be transparent.
Yeah.
Right. We don't want it to be like, all right, we left our job. Oh, she left our job. And
oh, everything's working out now.
And we're doing right.
Yeah.
This is even, I think, like, as I'm talking about it, that's even what like marriage is. It's a transition. It's a work. It's not always like, oh, I'm so in love, or oh, I'm so, the kids are working out well. Like the money's always right. It's not always that way.
No, like once the dust settles and we've hit, you know, ground zero, like what do you do after all of that? If the fantasy stuff fades away, now you really have to put in the actual work that the most of the times the stuff that people do not see, people are not aware of, the stuff that's not on camera, like, that's really the stuff that gives you a foundation to be able to go to the next level.
Right.
Not the things that go well, not the things that people see on social media. Those things are an after effect of the time that you put in behind the scenes.
Right.
So
like we wanna share so that you know that like you might be going through something, but it's okay. You know, like you're not alone. And everybody.
And matter of fact, how about expect to go through something?
Right.
If you're not going through something, then there's a problem.
Live a little longer.
You know. But yeah, I mean, if you anytime you're pursuing something like that, expect to have issues. Expect there to be
challenges
and some hard times. But expect there to also be good times. You know, and positive things that come out of it all. It all comes with the territory.
Wait, why I feel a scripture coming, but I feel I'm about to have a moment.
Here we go.
Like before, when I couldn't remember. But it's something, the race is not given to the swift.
Right.
But to the one that endureth.
That's right. Amen.
Right. I got it right.
Pastor.
Don't ask me where the scripture's at.
Bishop. Pastor Bishop.
Don't ask me. But I think that's going to be the name of this podcast. the race is not given. What is it?
Oh my! She had one little moment of being a bishop. Then
wait,
she got,
what is it?
Then you got your title revoked.
Oh my gosh! This is signing stuff all up in my head right now. But yeah, anyway, the one that endures.
The race is not given to the swift, but to the one that endures.
Right.
And really, I mean,
that's life.
That really is a key of life.
Right.
There's nothing that you could just get, you know, overnight in life that is worth having. Like, you have to put in the work.
Right.
You have to put in the grind. And you have to
see it through.
You have to, like, trust the process. Trust the process. See it all the way through. A lot of times we stop halfway. And we feel like that we've given all that we could and be like, oh, well, this is not working out.
Right.
Well, you haven't put everything into it. You haven't
like
given
it
the time.
We're going to go down. We're going to go down and I'm going to have tried and did everything.
Right.
You know, we're not going to go down, though. I'm just saying.
No. It's
just
that's not how we roll.
No, that's not happening. But that has to be like the mentality when you're stepping out in faith. Like, I'm believing for this thing. Like I have it already.
Right.
And I'm moving in that space.
Yep.
And it's a conscious effort to keep your focus that way. It's a conscious effort. So so first we want to just talk about some of the challenges we've been experiencing.
So far.
Yeah, so far. So definitely the challenges living on one steady income.
Yeah.
Right. Living on one steady income and, you know, making those adjustments where like the income for my end or as an entrepreneur, you don't always know when the funds are coming or you don't always know how much is coming in at the stage of the game that I'm at right now.
Right.
You know, eventually you get to the part where you can project your numbers for the month and you know what you need to do, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at the stage that we're at, that's not always a known. And so, you know, we had to make adjustments as far as like, you know, our spending and what we do. And I think maybe it took us like 2 or 3 weeks to really start making adjustments.
I think we were kind of fighting with reality.
Yeah. But God.
Yeah. I don't know how we made it through those 3 weeks, but we now we're at a point like, you know, okay,
all right, we got to buckle down.
We got a budget. We got to watch our spending. And it's not to say that we are like so like frivolous with our spending just be buying a whole bunch of stuff. But we have to be mindful of where our money goes and where our money stays.
Right.
And how much of it stays.
Right.
Yeah, that's a real adjustment. And, you know, on the challenges.
Can I just add?
Mm-hmm.
That's not that we were not budgeting our money before. We just have to budget it.
It's a different type of budget
space.
Now. Right.
Right, right.
With one stream of income. And
right.
It's a challenging moment. But also, you know, just looking at the half glass, the glass half full, is that it's causing us to be more creative.
It is.
And it's causing us to look at money differently and how money works.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really learning something out of it, which I could say, you know, if you have the opportunity, whatever situation you go through, you can always learn something from it. If you got to go through it anyway, you might as well get something out of it at the end.
And
so.
I will say we're going to have like a whole nother podcast about this. Especially like when you get finished reading the book, but, it definitely, the entrepreneur space definitely changes your mindset as far as like just going to work for money versus creating wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, we'll talk about that when we talk about like some of the highlights, like how just so many nuggets have just been coming.
Like these people who have money and who are rich and wealthy, like the way that they use money for their benefit,
mm-hmm.
and not just for their satisfaction,
not just for spending. They don't see money as a tool to just spend. They see money as a tool to
They look at it so differently.
Right.
And my wife just finished reading a book that kind of dives into that. And I'm going to read it soon. I'm trying to finish a book right now though. But once I'm done, I'm going to read that book so we can kind of both be on the same mindset.
That'll put us. We'll both be out here on the boat after that. We'll both be out here like,
You said
because you know what? I see this season because I think we go through different seasons and we've been in tough seasons before. Not that this is a tough one. I really feel like
it's just different.
We're being carried. I feel like though that we're being carried by grace, but with the analogy that comes to mind is us just being in a boat in the middle of the ocean and God rowing it. You know, and so we're there. We're active participants. We're helping row the boat, but he's really he really has his hands on the, what is those things called? Rows? Are they called rows?
What like are they? The oars?
I was gonna say that. Like he has the oars. Like these are his oars.
Holy oars.
Right. And they're like moving. Our hands are on them.
Right.
But they're like moving.
Because you still have to put in the work. Right. But you're walking really by faith.
But like, all we see is water. Like we don't see no land.
Right. Right.
But we know it's there.
You gotta believe it.
But we know it's there. Right.
So that I mean, that's where we're at right now with the financial aspect of it. And like I said, it's been an adjustment. We're getting there. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out that plan. I'm going to read that book. Mm-hmm. We'll get there.
I like that analogy. I just want to go back to that real quick.
Because all right, Bishop.
When I see us on this boat in this water, it's like the sun is shining. It's the blue skies. It's like, it's almost puts me in the mind of a vacation. And as far as like the piece that we're operating in. So even though we don't necessarily know how this boat is rowing and where we're going and we don't see land right now, we are serene. Like we know that there's land out there. We know that he's rowing this boat and we're good.
Yeah.
So that's, I would say, the space that we're in.
Right. Yeah. There's a certain peace in the middle of all of the hecticness, you know, the storm and the challenges. Mm-hmm. There's a certain piece about it. And I'm so thankful for that, because we really could just be like, oh, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay this? How are we going to do that? Maybe you should go back to work. You know what I'm saying? We really could be there, but no, we're going to ride this thing out and we're going to see where God takes it.
I got another analogy.
Here we go. I'm about to collect offerings.
It's almost like even though we're on this boat, there are still sharks, there are still octopuses, there are still things in the ocean, but we're not focused on them.
Right.
You know, and actually, they're underneath us.
What? Hey.
What?
What about it?
All right. Huh? First Lady, Greg.
You know, we should have started with praise and worship.
I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on him to sing on this podcast. I'm like,
that's another podcast.
That's gonna be our gold nugget. I don't understand. But okay, so the one challenge is the budget, right? Another challenge I would say is for me, like just really finding balance in the schedule. Because when you've been going into an office for 11 years, and you know that, like, okay, I drop my kids off. I get here at this time. I take my break at a certain time. I do whatever. I take my lunch. Like there is such a routine that has been established.
Yeah.
That, and then I'm done by a certain time. I know what season is going to be in the year, or I know how to plan my time because I have been doing this forever. And so when you are now like, okay, I know I have to do this. Oh, wait, now I have to do this and this, and then I have to do this and this too, and this, and then I had to take somebody to the doctor, or I had to do this, or I had to,
because now you're home and people know that you're home.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But your day gets so sucked up and then I think also so balancing the schedule, I've had to start getting up earlier and I'm finding it. I'll be slipping up sometimes. But I'm finding that is extremely helpful for me to get up earlier because I'm in this boat, I need to like seek the person that is rowing it.
Yeah.
Right. Cause so I can know where I'm going throughout the day. And like, I find that when I don't do that, those are like the most unproductive days. But when I do it, first of all, I walk in like a space of peace. And then I know the things that I need to get done, or at least the things that I did, I know where the things that I needed to do.
Right. Yeah. And you literally have more time in the day when you wake up earlier, you know, to be able to get through all of that. I wake up early too, you know, for work. And when you are up earlier than everybody else, you notice how it's less busy. There's not as much traffic. Mm-hmm. There's not as much people. Mm-hmm. And you really have Like when I'm driving, now I'm having my analogy moment too. And when you're driving on the road early in the morning, you really like, I can get to work in 15 minutes when it would normally take me like 40 minutes. And that's because there's less clutter, there's less traffic, there's less distraction and people trying to get your attention and get you to do things. So I think like successful, you know, people, I could see them, you know, really getting up early, really doing something,
maximizing their day,
right, to the best of their ability, maximizing the entire day. And that's probably why you find it so easy to do what you need to do when you, the earlier you get up.
And I'll say maximizing doesn't always mean busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, making space and room for the things that are priorities. But I will say, and I know we're supposed to be, I guess we're just going to go with the flow with this podcast, but I will say in the beginning when, like right before I left my job, we had that car issue. So like my car is what, like 7 years old, and the engine dies. Like, how does that happen? Like, I don't ask me.
Right.
The engine died.
Came at the worst time ever.
Right, ever. And then, so I had insurance on it, like additional warranty. And that thing took like, for like literally, I still don't have my car. And the car broke down at the 31st of December or like the 30th of December. And so I still don't have my car. We're in, tomorrow's March.
Right.
But the thing was, we went back and forth with the warranty company, all sort of stuff. But what ends up happening was we had to revert to one car.
Yeah.
And so Akita gets up earlier to go to work. So that forced me to have to get up early too. And I really think that happened on purpose. Like God let that happen on purpose because they're paying for the car and everything. It just was like, why is this taking 3 months?
Right.
But I think
it helped to condition
helped
you
yes,
to
yes.
be able to get up early.
Yeah.
And I think that again, it goes back to everything happening for a reason. Yeah.
Because
and
we were praying
we were,
on the
we
way.
We were right on the way to my job and would pray and see if we had prayer requests, but it was a way for us to kind of connect. I have my little Bible app playing in the background. It really opened up an opportunity to change, have a behavioral change.
Right.
You know, and now you're kind of used to it and you see the benefits of getting up earlier.
Right. Because we had to do that for over 30 days. And what is the
thing?
Like
it takes 30 days to change a habit.
Yeah. So that was extremely beneficial for me.
Oh yeah.
Because I think it's a necessity, like to get up early before everybody else gets up, because once everybody else gets up and your day gets started, it's just like a wrap.
And mentally, it puts you ahead of the game mentally because you're up before everybody else physically, and you feel like you're ahead of the game or you got to start on the day mentally too.
They call it a power hour.
Is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, power, like where you
power
get
hour.
Up, power hour, you get up and you like meditate or you read your devotion and you,
whatever you do.
Spend time in prayer. Right.
Yep.
Just to get your mindset, your mind focused on, you know, the type of day that you're looking to have before the day starts taking you.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right now.
This anointed podcast. All right. So the next thing that we were challenged on. Oh, you were going to talk a little bit about you being the steady income holder.
Oh, right. So, I mean, it's not that I don't have a problem with being the sole breadwinner, quote unquote, for
sugar daddy.
The sugar, is that really what it is? Is that what I've reverted to now?
That's what they call it, right?
I guess so.
Like, I'm gonna want some
Look,
sugar.
I'm
gonna want.
Hey, listen.
I'm gonna want. Okay, go ahead.
This ain't that type of podcast.
I know.
Calm down.
I know.
Calm down.
We're on the time.
But, it's still an adjustment, just like anything else. Going from two steady incomes to take care of what we need, the bills and food and doctor's appointments, whatever we need, and to now going to one income. So there's a lot of there's pressure now to make sure that, number one, I keep that job. So I gotta make sure I'm there on time.
You're on a boat. God's got it.
Right. So, you know, it's definitely just another adjustment to make. And also, you know, me having a 9-to-5 and still working on my dreams and my goals with the music and other things that, you know, we have planned, it's a lot. It's a lot because we want to eventually get to that place where we can just do what we love to do.
Right.
But
financially independent.
Right. That's where we want to be. That's the goal. But for right now, what's that saying where you have to use something for from a means to an end or a means to for something else? Like this job, you know, is not for me to stay there forever.
Right.
This job is to help us get to where we're trying to go or get us to the next step.
Right.
And then when we get to that next step, then we'll use that opportunity to get us to the next step and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that I would say is kind of what's, you know, been going through my mind lately. It's just there's more of an expectation, you know, which, like I said, I'm not opposed to. Like, I love the challenge. And that's my responsibility as a father, as a husband, to take care of my family. So
right. And you're rising to it. And I think that what was I going to say? I think that it was key what you were talking about because it helps us like stay focused. Like we have to stay focused on what God is doing. Like, okay, so even though while you're at your job, and even though you know that that's not a permanent place, there's so many things happening. Like you're being fed in so many other ways that are building into the person that you need to be for the next place.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it really was, it was a door opened by God. Like the way that I got the job.
And yeah. That was like so weird. That's crazy. A whole nother.
Yeah. That's another.
Whenever you can.
We got so many other.
Whenever you can share that. That's like top secret. Right.
Right. Right. But I'm learning so much there, not just about the job itself, but I'm learning like how to start a business.
Right.
I'm learning how to maintain a business, how to build a strong team, you know, how to put something out there, a product or a service out there where people are going to see value in it and it's going to last. You know what I mean?
And there's a difference when you're taught something versus when you're experiencing
when you have your hands in
the process.
Right? Yeah. And that's where I'm at right now. Like I have my hands in a lot of things that are giving me the experience and the wisdom to do things like this. So really taking it as a positive, you know?
Right. And I would challenge you guys that are listening to the podcast and maybe in different situations to look for the things that you are, that are being given to you to help you for your next place that you're going to.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we get so like frustrated that we're not at that next place that we don't see all the jewels that are coming where we are.
Yeah. And there's a lot, people. There's a lot.
A lot.
There's a whole lot you can learn just from where you're at right now. Right now. Don't look for the end results so much that you forget to look where you're at right now. And gain as much as you can, learn as much as you can, grow as much as you can right now. And that will prepare you for when you get to the next step.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's so key that you have that hour of power in the morning, because the hour of power will help you stay focused and allow your eyes to be open to when God is strategically moving and doing stuff. So like we can see God strategically moving on your job. And like, I can see God strategically moving in the business and the things that I'm starting over here. But when you're like, when you don't take that time to be on one accord or to get your head straight or to get your
mind
focused, right. You miss all of that. Like you don't see any of that and you miss the doors of opportunity that are being presented for you.
Yeah.
I'll definitely say that because we have a lot of things that like, we're like, wow, okay, we see it. It's like, we see it. We know what did I say earlier? We know like we know that it's right. Oh, you were talking, doing an analogy about the house.
Oh yeah. So like, yeah, we really think of it like, cause you know, people equate new opportunities to like a new door or open door.
Right.
So I think we're in that space right now where things are happening, you know what I mean? And we're seeing a lot of great opportunities that are coming our way and that, you know, hopefully are being finalized and different things that are going to fall into our lap. But it's kind of like when you're buying a house and you know the house is yours and you're going to get the keys, but there's still more paperwork that you got to fill out. There's mm-hmm. still a couple of things that have to be approved or have to go through the process before you get those keys, you can open that door.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where we're at, or where we're getting to right now, is we see all of these houses, all of these doors that are being presented towards us that we know are ours, you know, because God gave them to us. We know these doors are there. We're just waiting for the finalization. We're mm-hmm. just waiting, or God is waiting for us to get to a place where we're ready,
mm-hmm.
and then he's going to hand us the keys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so
and then sometimes he's like, dude, you have the keys, like open the door, because
right. And yeah, there's those moments where you do have the keys.
But if you're not, like, if you're not seeking him, you don't even realize you have the keys in your hand.
Right.
Because I know, like, for me, there were two opportunities that, you know, fell before me. And I was kind of like, I've never done that before. I'm sure I could pull it together, but like, I've never done it. And so I had to, it was like an application process or whatever. So I did the process, and my mindset was just like, okay, if you have given me this door, and then apparently I have the key. So let me just try it. Let me just try mm-hmm. it. And then both proposals that I presented, they were both approved and yeah. accepted. So it was like,
you can't be afraid to do things. You know, sometimes fear like keeps us and holds us back from going through doors, because it's a new journey, because it's a new responsibility, and you feel like you're not qualified. You feel like you don't have the credentials. But guess what? A lot of people who are doing the stuff that they do, they did not know what they were doing before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You have to just get out there and just do it. If you fall or if you fail, so what?
Right.
So what? Just right. do it. Get back up and do it again.
And that's why that saying says it's not given to the swift, the people who, you know, just try to hurry up and run and do so. It's to the people that endure.
Facts.
To the people that endure. And so we just want to encourage you to endure through things, and knowing, especially if you do that hour of power in the morning, that you're going to really be carried through.
Yeah.
You're going to really be carried through. Like, it won't be a hard endurance.
Yeah. If you needed to motivate yourself, look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. After you wash your face and tell, hey, you're a champion, you're going today. You're going to kill, and you're you know what I mean? Like, you're the head and not the tail. Whatever you need to tell yourself, or mm-hmm. however you need to motivate yourself and get your mind right,
mm-hmm.
do that. Wake up 30 minutes, you know, 40 minutes earlier than you normally would,
mm-hmm.
and do those things and see how that affects the rest mm-hmm. of your day.
I think there is a certain amount of weight that is lifted when you know that you're not rowing the boat.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Okay. Like,
right.
Like, I'm not rolling this boat.
The pressure is, yeah, it's not on me. It's, you know, if you believe in God, then know that he has it under control.
Right.
And just do your part. Stop right. trying to do his part.
Right. Right.
Do your part and keep it moving.
Right. What's that saying? Sometimes we be in his way.
Yeah,
we're in God's way, because we're so busy trying to row the boat ourselves, being
mm-hmm.
swift,
mm-hmm.
you know, so busy trying to, you know, put the sail up, and
because you're just trying to get there. Let me right? get there now.
Get our compass.
What's yeah.
the thing that they look at? I don't know.
The telescope.
I'm like,
or
the thing that the pirates have. Like,
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so now I'm going all in. I'm too deep. Right. Come back. Okay. So. Yeah, so we just wanted to share with you guys where we were and to encourage you.
Binoculars.
That's what yes. it is. You know how you be trying to get your binoculars so you can see where the land is at? Guys, like, yo, I got the land. Just binoculars now. But, excuse me, guys. So we just wanted to encourage. We wanted to share, because we didn't want everybody to think, all right, the teacher left her job. Cool. Breezy. They got it.
Right. It is not
like it's not like that, but we're still good. And
right.
I think
right.
that's the confidence of being a kingdom kid.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's benefits,
you know,
to it, you know?
Yeah. Everybody believes something different, but
that's what's getting us through.
That's how
we have
moving.
No complaints.
That's how we're moving.
Yeah. But, so thank you guys so much. We hope this encourages somebody, helps somebody in some way. Definitely check out our next podcast. We will be talking about our 11-year anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, so
trying to get them to sing, y'all.
Do we have to go through this every episode? But make sure you check our next podcast. We'll go over some funny stories, some memories that we had in the 11 years that we have been married, happily married. And we'll talk to you then.
Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you thought this was helpful, the best thing you can do for us is subscribe and share.
And if you have the Anchor app, you can leave a voice message. That way you can leave your thoughts, your comments, and your questions. We would love to hear from you.